Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer. In for Chris Edens, our top local story. With COVID cases on the rise again, one state lawmaker says it may be time to look at a vaccine requirement. Experts say most of the current cases involve people who have yet to get a shot.
The COVID spike has been so significant that L.A. County health officials recently brought back the indoor mask requirement for everyone. Now, though, Democratic Assemblymember Buffy Wicks is calling for a vaccination requirement.
I think it's time that we decide that we're going to take this seriously. And that means businesses, workplaces, hospitals, gyms, public venues need to step up and say, if you want to come into our facility, if you want to come to our business, I need to see your QR code that verifies that you are vaccinated. I think employers should be requiring it.
One man out for a walk this morning told me he totally agrees.
Science is science. You know, you get vaccinated for polio, for measles, for this, and they think vaccinations don't work. I think they do.
There are several million unvaccinated people in L.A. County, including young kids who are not yet eligible for their shots. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A retired nun from Los Angeles set to plead guilty this hour to embezzlement charges. She has admitted using the money to support her gambling habit and to pay for other expenses. Sister Mary Margaret Krupper is the former principal of a Catholic elementary school in Torrance. Prosecutors say she embezzled more than $835,000 in school funds. In a statement, the 79-year-old says she was remorseful and accepted full responsibility. She faces up to 40 years in prison. Knowledge of inappropriate action by former Mayor Garcetti advisor Rick Jacobs is more widespread in the office than previously revealed. Last fall, Deputy Communications Director Alex Komisar said neither the city nor the mayor were told of any allegations of sexual harassment regarding Jacobs. But the LA Times reports that Komisar himself was a victim of alleged harassment. Two staff workers said in a recent deposition that Komisar sent a text stating that he was hit on by Jacobs and that Jacobs touched his leg while sitting at a table. A putrid, foul odor is causing people to get itchy, burning eyes in El Segundo more than a week after a massive sewage spill there. Officials say that stink is not going away anytime soon as repairs are being made at the Hyperion Water Reclamation Plant in Playa del Rey.
What we're smelling, unfortunately, in El Segundo is not the spill itself, but the spill that happened inside the plant. They had as much as 10 feet high, we've heard, of sewage within the plant itself, and it's going to take at least a month for them to clear out the plant.
Mayor Drew Boyles tells KNX that they have asked the city of LA to provide vouchers or reimbursements to residents living near the spill who have been suffering from the health effects, construction noise, flare-ups, and, of course, the stink. He says that LA is not considering that request. Last-minute jockeying is now complete. We now have the official list of candidates who are going to be squaring off with Governor Newsom in the recall election.
The list has increased to 46. That's five more than the elections chief announced on Saturday.
People are voting for or against Gavin Newsom, not so much for any of the individual candidates in the replacement election.
Claremont McKenna political analyst Jack Pitney says now that conservative talk show host Larry Elder is on the ballot, he's likely to be Governor Newsom's toughest challenger.
The big difference that Larry Elder will make will be to take support away from John Cox. Elder could well end up on top, but probably isn't going to increase the total vote in the election.
Elder was reinstated after a judge found he did comply with ballot requirements. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
All right, we were telling you last week about Disney's decision to move 2,000 employees from Anaheim to a new regional campus in Central Florida. And now we have a possible reason why. The company stands to benefit from more than $500 million in tax breaks for the new site. Documents obtained by the Orlando Sentinel show the company could claim more than $570 million in tax breaks over 20 years for the project. That would be among the largest in Florida history for a single corporation. City leaders in Santa Ana are hoping $80 million in federal pandemic money will help boost their economy and morale. The first phase of a wide-ranging recovery plan that's going to launch several long-term projects, such as new open space and expanded city libraries. Mayor Vicente Sarmiento is hoping that the spending will make a big difference to residents, businesses, and nonprofits.
Look, I'm beside myself, and that usually doesn't happen because I'm a pretty composed guy. But this is something that really makes me feel like all of us are very blessed that we can do this. Other communities don't have the ability to do this, and we're delivering it to those families that need it the most.
A portion of the funds will also go towards Orange County's first memorial dedicated to people who have died from COVID-19.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.